Planning Commission administrative hearing, October 5th, 2022.
October 5th, 2022.
Okay. Welcome to the Planning Commission administrative hearing in October 5th, 2022. I'm Brandon Larson, and I'll be the administrative hearing officer on these two items tonight that we have on our agenda. The first one we have is the City Alsop request project plan approval for a 12-unit townhome development in the medium-density MDRs and located at 69 East, 500 South, Mazur neighborhood. Aaron Ardmore is the reviewer for the city, and I'll let him tell us a little bit more about this project.
Sure. So if we can advance the slide. Do I have the clicker?
No.
Okay. All right, so there's the property. It's in the Mazur neighborhood there. Got the MDR zone a while back. We've been working through the project plan as staff, and that's gotten to the point of being approved now. So next slide. That is the site plan showing the 12 townhomes on the site. Go ahead and next slide. That is a landscape plan. A little bit more zoomed in on the site plan as well, where you can see the units and the two car garages on each unit. And next one. Two different floor plans for the two different sizes of buildings. They're four bedroom, three story townhomes. But next. And there's the elevations. A mix of kind of board and batten and lap siding. So as staff reviewed this, we've compared it against the MDR zone and the associated development agreement on this one that came with the rezone. It complies with all that. It complies with the zoning standards, the design standards. It's just over 14 units per acre. They have 28 spaces, which was what was required on this for the 12 units. So we would recommend approval. I'll take any questions if you have.
I don't have any questions now. Would the applicants like to add anything or make any statement on this application?
No, we're just really excited to be here.
To this point.
It's taken some time. We've gone through multiple iterations, but we feel like this is a project that's going to look good out there. We intend to make sure it's clean, it's pretty, and hope cleans up the area just a little bit more.
Great.
We're happy to be here.
Great, thank you. We will open up a meeting to the public. I don't see anybody, but we'll close the public hearing, meeting portion of our meeting. I'm familiar with this application, and it's a good application. I do agree with the applicant that it's a good project for the area. Did I hear right that there's four bedroom units for this? I think that's a really good thing for this area. One of the things we've been working on our general plan, and one of the things that we recently were discussing as we prepared that is trying to get bigger unit product like this. And so I think this is a good thing for the area. And yes.
Are you selling these?
Yeah.
And what is your price point? Proposed price.
Proposed price point. I think we're going to be low to mid fours proposed.
Sorry?
Low to mid 400.
Just curious.
Yeah, sure. I know that you guys have worked hard with staff, and the Aaron is. Has stated that all of the requirements have been met. He does have one condition of approval here, that the Oak Ridge Townhome plat be recorded prior to any building permits. And I think it sounds like you guys have it underway and really near almost ready to record.
Once we get it approved here, then go get the Mylar sheet, sign it off, and then circulate.
Great. So it sounds like everything's in order. requirements are met, and we're just kind of here to officially approve this one. This does require a conditional use permit, and one of the things that we'll ask you to do is, because the applicant, let me back up just a little bit. So having staff's the statements they've made in regards to the condition of the application, that it meets all of the requirements of the MDR zone and any other applicable requirements in the Provo City Code. As the administrative hearing officer, I approve this application with the condition that the Oak Ridge Townhome plat be recorded prior to building permit approval. With that being said, there is a signature page back here that in the staff report, you may have seen it. It's just we're going to ask you to sign a statement saying you're fine with the conditions of approval.
Sure.
And if you're willing to sign that, I think we're good to go on this one. So
yeah.
Okay. Well, excellent. Well, I'll have you get with Aaron to get that signature, and otherwise, I think we're good on this item. So. Thank you. Up next, we've got item two is the Dudley and Associates request conditional use permit for a reception center located at approximately 5602 North University Avenue in the general commercial zone. And we'll turn the time over to Javin Weaver, the reviewer for the city on this project.
Thanks. You want to go to the next slide, please? So this is located at 5602 North University. It's on the northern edge of the city. The property abuts the Provo River. This property is currently recently gone through a rezone. Previously was MP, now is general commercial. And the property has a lot of great development happening upon it right now. The property owner, next page, slide. Property owner is wanting to do a reception center at the site, which is a great use here. With that, the only thing within our code, it triggers a conditional use permit for that. Work with the applicant, and we've gone through the conditions have been satisfied, assuming that some of these are, I'll read these in towards the end, but all the conditions in our code have met. The only things, I'm gonna read through each of these conditions. I would be asking is that a Provo City business license is applied for. The occupancy is limited to no more than 312 people. The occupancy is going to be posted within the structure. A declaration of zoning is submitted to Provo City. I actually have one of those for you ready to go right now. What that is that I'm not sure if you're familiar with those or not, but it's declaring both of the two lots there that will function as one lot. So we have that. That's something that I have to get reported at Utah County.
What do you mean?
The
east and the west lot?
Yeah, this.
For parking purposes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Along with the with lot the, and or?
Yes.
For parking purposes.
Yep.
So are you asking for a cross easement parking agreement?
No, it's just as we look at the lots from Provo, that we can look at this as the functions as one lot and as, mm-hmm. in its entirety.
It's functional.
Correct.
Because we're not replatting them, right?
No.
Okay.
No. And then within our city code, we talk about noise limitations and hours of operations. That's part of the conditions. And that the total parking spaces there, 78 of those are for the event space and 62 spaces are for the remainder for the east building there for the purposes there.
So. Are there any hours of operation kind of crossover things?
There are within our city code in title 615060, it gives you hours of operations for commercial businesses.
Right, I'm saying where maybe we would have things that would be operating during the day in the east building and this in the evening in the west, where we wouldn't have, anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's just keep going.
Okay. Otherwise, everything meets code and recommending approval of conditions.
Okay. Ms. Ron, would you like to make any statements about this one? Okay.
There's one correction on the staff report, which I realized after this was publicized. At the very end, on the end of the recommendation here, I had a typo from a previous staff report. This says the conditional use permit is for Little Panda Academy. That is incorrect.
Where is that?
Under recommendation on page 4. It says for Little Panda Academy. That's a mistake. Has been corrected about what we sent out after this, but it's for the reception center with the following conditions.
Okay.
Just note of that.
For noting that. I do have one or two questions. So on the declaration of zoning lot,
can't really see it.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't work. Yeah, I'll just go like this. So that's just
so faint.
Yeah. So the declaration of zoning lot, as I understand it, actually only covered property in Provo on these two pieces. It wouldn't go into
Correct.
The Orem
Correct.
Piece. So, and my understanding is the declaration of zoning lots just merely saying these two pieces are considered one lot for zoning purposes only. They're not really effectively combining them together. They're just being treated as one lot for the purposes of getting this permit. So you want to read those provisions, but pretty common. I've seen this in other jurisdictions, well, this type of instrument. And that document is specifically tied to a use to the reception center. I thought I'd seen somewhere where there was some talk of like a restaurant or something else in connection with this property. Is
on,
that
on the east building? It identified on the site plan restaurant and retail, and that's what the remaining parking is allocated for.
Okay, but this specific issue is just strictly for the reception center.
Correct.
And there's sufficient parking, as you've noted.
Correct.
So okay. Well, as again, I've read your report and am familiar with this project. Parking is a big thing, and it looks like that was straightened out. That seems to be tied to the occupancy. You've worked with the applicant on that. And I've looked at the city code for identifies a number of things that have to be in place for the approval of the conditional use permit, things like determining that this use won't interfere with surrounding properties. And it looks like staff is saying that it doesn't appear that would be the case, that it's not going to provide the need for additional city services. It's not going to cause undue risk to the safety or person's property. And not going to be detrimental to the health and safety of the public, not likely to cause affect the market value of property in the vicinity. And so as the administrative hearing officer, I'll act to approve this conditional use permit along with, according to the six conditions of approval proposed by staff, that a Provo business license is applied for and issued, that the occupancy is limited to no more than 312 people, that the occupancy limit is posted inside the structure, that a declaration of zoning lot is submitted to Provo City and recorded at Utah County, as we identified or talked about just a moment ago, that the requirements as stated in the staff report related to that the applicant perpetually abide by all standards of the sections noted in the staff report, and that 78 of the parking spaces for this associated with this use are for the event space, and 62 spaces are for the restaurant and retail spaces identified on the site plan. So according to those conditions, I move to approve this conditional use permit. If that's acceptable to you, I have a signature page for you, just basically stating that you agree to abide by the conditions of approval. And if you're willing to sign that document and abide by those conditions, then we will, then you are approved. So.
I will, thank you.
Okay, great.
I'm also prepared.
Oh, I showed up just in time to work for it.
I also have declaration of zoning. If you'd like to send that now, if you would like to, Rachel is an orderly, so she can also.
So
yes,
we don't have anything else. I'll close the meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you need my driver's license?
Okay. No, I think that's it for us.
If I
thank you.
Can recognize you by